Consider yourself normal? Then this is not the show for you. Please go somewhere else. This is WYRD. If it's getting weird, it's got to be the Weird Mountain Gals show. You're listening to Byron and Alicia, the Weird Mountain Gals.
Is that Carol Burnett?
I don't know. That's just me being silly, as far as I can tell.
That's that girl. Voice. I'm doing all right. That's a happy voice to hear at a door, you know.
That's well, that's the voice of somebody who's eating some gummy vitamins.
Oh.
So I have my breakfast candy.
Your breakfast candy. That's what I do, some gummy vitamins in the morning. So, and yeah, of course, the allergy medicine.
Well, I do lutein and biotin as gummies.
Oh. Okay.
And, so it's like, oh boy, I get to start my day with D3 and my meds and thinking help. Oh, and then candy.
That's right. Candy is dandy, especially in the morning. It's like a little treat for your mouth.
Candy's dandy, but liquor is quicker, and sex won't rot your teeth.
That is true.
Well, that may well.
You know, I'm not very smart in the morning. I can't really reply fast, but my brain had reply. You know, I was thinking of this thing. But it didn't come out of my mouth because it's before... You know, it's still morning hours, so my body is not working as fast as my brain is right now.
I tell you, this getting old stuff is for the birds.
It's interesting and weird to be participating in the whole human experience of getting old. I was talking to my friend Sharon, who you've met, and we were just kind of commiserating. She's the same age as me. And we were talking about, well, I can't hardly do blah, blah, blah without having blah, blah, blah anymore, you know. And yeah. And I realized all my friends are getting old, and that would mean me too. It happened. Yeah, I never would have guessed. But I do think that we're the coolest old generation.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Not that it matters, right?
Until I get on social media with the youngins. They've always got some complaint.
Well, yeah.
We didn't do nothing but ruin everything. And I'm like, listen up, youngins. Y'all still be getting drafted if it wasn't for us.
That's right. Well, we did. Some of us did things. Some of us tried. You know, yeah. And I'm sorry they don't have everything they want. I'm sorry they don't have as much as we got when we came of age or whatever that's supposed to mean. You know, I'm sorry. People are not happy, but that's the way it has always been. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. If you hear something, I'm sitting beside an open window right now. It's really pretty outside and we got all that breeze. And I noticed that the woodpecker is here. Fairly close.
It's a peckerwood.
Yeah, so he may be looking for breakfast. And if you hear something, sounds like a jackhammer. Well, I just found out that this computer that I've had for how long now has a touch screen, and I didn't know that. I found it out right before I was talking to you. I didn't know that.
Amazing.
I did not know that. I really didn't know that. And I feel dumb about it because I normally check the specs on things real fast, you know, when I get them. And this time I just put it into production really fast because I needed to get the podcast going. And I've not even spent any time just getting to know the computer, you know, getting to know you.
I've never done that. And I know I should, but it always seems like if I get a new computer, first I've got to go in and reset all my passwords and, you mm-hmm. know, make sure all of the apps are working and all that yeah. stuff. And by the time that's done, I got to get some work done.
Right. Exactly. Well, I used to just love tech just because it was technology. And that newness, you know, what do they say? The frost is off of the rose now, or what? How do they put that?
The bloom is off the rose.
Bloom is off the rose.
The frost that's goes what, on the pumpkin.
Oh, that's right. I was thinking about, well, one of these days we need to do an episode that is about turning a phrase, and we just need to write down every phrase that we do that's an old phrase. And I started going over the old phrases in my mind, and I started thinking, well, there is just a lot. We could, if we could remember all of it, we could probably code speak, you know, through a whole episode or something.
Hey, are you a Star Trek person?
Yes. I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I think you know the answer.
yeah, I do. You remember that episode where Picard is trapped on a planet with this being from another culture and planet who only speaks in like euphemisms?
No, was this on Next Generation?
Yeah.
I need to and go he back.
Would say, he would say things like, oh, and I can't remember the name, but Thonga, when the walls fell. And in their culture, if you said something like that, in our culture, we would say Jack when he got the beanstalks, when he got the magic beans.
Yeah.
And then we would know what that meant. That whole story would kind of play out in our heads and we go, oh, yeah, I get what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So that just made me think of that. If we talked in only those Appalachian euphemisms, how funny that would be.
It would be, yeah. Well, you know, and I was, what I got to in my brain was we have a lot of ways to say something's ending. You're, or this is over, or they're through with that, you know. And it's, and some of it is just funny because people, the nicest people, you know, church going women will say these phrases, and you think, have you thought about what you just said? But like one way to say this is over and I'm tired, or this is over and that person is worn out, would be to say they've had the big lick. Yeah, he's had the big lick. That means.
Well, and a wonderful phrase of getting shed of something. Well, if I
Yes.
just get shed of this damn old car, I'd be happy. And you know, it's just the stuff that I guess harkens back to the that first generation of travelers that came into the area with their, you know, 17th century and early 18th century ways of speaking. But it's like you shed just like a dog sheds. I get shed of that and I'd never have another.
I've only maybe heard that once or twice, I guess, but I'm familiar enough. I guess so. I guess I've heard it enough to where I'm familiar with it. But we didn't say that one because I think we thought that it would show our country ignorance or something.
Oh
I don't
yeah.
know. You know, get
I'm
shed of
sure.
that.
I'm sure
And
they
I associate it with farmers when I hear that. I
Well,
always think of farmers and I don't know why.
it's funny because so often with anything having to do with the South or Appalachia, I always think that we're like a, you know, like a nation of farmers, but we weren't all farmers. We ain't all farmers. We don't
No.
all live in a rural area.
That would be nice though, wouldn't it? That would be
Well,
nice. There's just
I
not
reckon
enough
for.
rural.
Yeah, and I reckon for an awful lot of people, they moved to the city for a reason and they're glad they live there.
Most of them, I think, moved there because of the work situation.
Well,
Wouldn't you
because
agree?
somehow they thought it was going to be easier to not be working some poor soil and milking cows twice a day and all that. They somehow thought working in a mill 14 hours a day would somehow be easier.
Yeah, I know
Well,
my dad and
they.
mom moved for that
Yeah,
reason. They came to Asheville to get work. There were no jobs. Well, that would pay anything, I guess. So I don't know. I know a lot of people who have moved in order to get better jobs, but if I think some of that comes around too, because there's an awful lot of people who move here to get a better quality of life. And
right.
boy, did they get a big old surprise, don't they?
Well, and you know, people are saying all the time, oh, I was just, you're so lucky to live there. Boy, I wish I lived in Asheville, blah, blah, blah. Well, here's what I say to them is, well, yeah, come on and move to Asheville if you want to. But do you have a trust fund? Do you
Yeah,
have
do you
a
have that much
good
money?
job? You got a good job you can do from anywhere? Because you don't have to have a buttload of money to live in this town.
These people who come in and do the projects, so many of them are from out of town. And you know, we need to get off this subject because we are on this subject all the time.
All the time, and already we're on it.
Because it's a thing with us, I guess you could say.
Well, I think as the Baptists would say, it lays heavy on our hearts.
There's another good saying. Man, you are full of them today.
I'm full of something today.
Little
That is the
something.
truth.
I think it was because of that Beltane. It
I think it
was.
was because of sitting in the dentist chair 2 hours yesterday.
Did you get nitrous?
No. Oh my God. Oh my.
No.
I can't imagine me with nitrous.
I would probably pay money to sit in a room if you had nitrous, because I probably.
Well,
You're
I know
pretty.
I sing the praises of my dentist all the time. He's just so darn good. But he's also funny.
Is
And
he?
I somehow got everything twisted around in my head about what had happened inside my mouth, because I mean I can't see in there. I thought I already had the temporary crown in. But when I was there, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, a year ago, whenever I was last there, he did a root canal and a temporary filling. So I went in yesterday, thinking I was getting my permanent crown, And they just looked at me like I'd gone goofy in the head and said, well, no, you ain't got a crown yet, missus. You don't get a crown today. And I was like, oh, well, all right, then today I won't be the queen. And then I go, it's just been one of those, it's kind of a time trial, but it's not, it's not painful. It's just honestly, going to the dentist smells bad,
Yeah.
and the sound is bad. But other than that, he is so good. I never feel anything.
Really.
He numbs me up so good. And he does what I love. He numbs the gum with something topical
Yeah.
before he jams in the giant needle.
That's
So I
good.
don't feel the giant needle. I've gone to dentists before that just go, well, it's going to be a little stick. And then they jam a 4-foot needle into your mouth. But anyway, so it was, they were all very kind of, they weren't petting me or anything, but they're treating me like I was a little bit crazy. But that was okay
Oh.
because we were all laughing and stuff. And
Yeah.
the gal that took care of me, we got to talking about parents, and she was saying that her daddy used to pick her up in Candler and take her out to her grandma's house. In, I don't know, somewhere in Haywood,
Okay.
Johnson Creek, I think she said, in Haywood County. And he would stop 4 or 5 times on the way and just talk to people on the porch. And sometimes they'd be playing music or singing or whatever.
Oh.
And she said, and it used to make me crazy because it would take us from the time he picked me up at school till nighttime before we would get to where we were going, because we'd have to stop at all these relatives' houses. And then she had this sad look on her face. She said, you know what? I think back now, those probably were the happiest days of my life.
Wow.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah,
So
it's
she's a
bitter.
clogger. She's on a clogging team. And so we had, that good old Appalachian conversation.
I love them. I
Me
miss
too.
those days too. I remember we would go sometimes we would go to Robbinsville on a Saturday morning and come back on Sunday evening. Okay. So when we'd come back, we first place that we'd drive through it, we'd go through Steacoa, and there's always a little church there that would have some music going on. And if it was summertime, it'd be outside. And I remember sometimes we'd pass by a flatbed truck that would have a bluegrass band sitting there on it playing, a bunch of people there, And I miss that. I do. You never see that anymore.
No,
And I guess that it for practical reasons, because, well, it would be run over by tourists for one thing most of the year. And it's you have to, I guess the feeling is those sort of things should be controlled. But those sort of things popped up as entertainment. It was kind of a way of life, and it just wouldn't feel the same, I don't think, if you just say, okay, we're going to go hire a bluegrass band from somewhere and put them on the back of a truck. That might be okay once or twice, but it wasn't, I don't know how to explain it. It just isn't the same. And maybe I'm just a snob about it, you think? Because
No,
music is music.
I don't think it's being a snob at all. I think it's recognizing, because we complain about our own culture too. We are not the woohoo, everything about Appalachia is wonderful. We're not those people.
No.
So I think it's important that when we acknowledge the stuff that really good, precious stuff that we just don't. I mean, you can have it. Like Sheila Kay invited people out Wednesday night, I think, out to the old Marshall Jail. And they
Yeah.
were going to do a ballad swap, and there's going to be some music. And well, you know how that all
Yeah.
goes. So it does happen, but it feels like it's not spontaneous because it used to be we were, that's just how we entertained ourselves, like you said.
Right,
So we would
right.
come in and look, go on Netflix and watch all night, watch some. We go,
Right.
huh, I'm gonna work on that thing I'm doing on a banjo, and y'all listen and let me know.
Yeah. And you saw that picture that I sent you a while back that had one of my kinfolk in it, and she was in a bonnet and she was had that fiddle down at her hip playing it.
Yes.
And you know, the interesting thing was the old folks and the younger folks would both be at these music gatherings and it wouldn't be any big deal. I don't recall people trying to be cool. I'm sure people were trying to be cool, okay? That's just how we are. People care about what other people think about them, but I don't recall any big deal about stuff like that. It was just, hey, let's go. I hear so and so is going to be down at such and such. Let's go, wander by there.
Yeah.
And of course, wander by there is that's another one of those southern things. We might wander by there if the porch in front of it doesn't have a really good apple pie going on or something, you know.
Yeah.
It
Yeah.
sounds like Andy Griffith land, and I know it wasn't all perfect. I'm only talking today. I was only talking about the perfect and good stuff, but there was a lot of the perfect and good stuff, and I don't think I appreciated it enough.
No, I feel the same way. I'm sure I didn't. Because I was a teenager and I just wanted to get out. I wanted to have a flush toilet. I wanted to talk to people who could talk about something besides the damn weather and gossip about their neighbors. I wanted all of that. And in my head, that meant, and I don't think just in my head, but that meant I had to get out. I couldn't stay. I couldn't stay where I was and marry a local boy who, if I was lucky, would graduate high school and get a job. And then have a trailer full of youngins so
No
that at
thanks.
the age I am now, I'd be a great grandmother.
Boy, you're not kidding. I see so many grandmas and great grandmas that look so young, and I know they haven't all had surgery.
Yeah.
And I know why they look young, and it's because that
Because they are young.
somebody had a kid at 16, and somebody had a kid at 17, and somebody had a kid at 20,
Yep.
over, and then they do it again and again. Every
Yeah.
generation. Every generation.
Well,
Well,
if you think that the first mother, I had a baby at 16. And then her 16-year-old had a baby. Then at 32, she's a grandmother. And if that 16-year-old had a baby, then at 66, 32, no, 32, and oh
48.
golly,
48.
48, great great grandmother. Yeah, it's just nuts.
Wow, that is nuts, but it's all right. It is what it is. And that's another cliche. I was always told when it came to stuff like that, that part of the reason for it was that people have had kids to help them with the farm or help them with the family business. Because, I guess they would need the help. I've also been told that you have kids so you could have somebody to take care of you when you get old. I've heard that one too.
I still hear that one, but I hear it in kind of the opposite way, so that I see people my age that didn't have children, and they're kind of proud of the fact that they've made arrangements for when they get older, and they're not going to burden their children with that.
I agree. I knew some folks over at Carolina Village that had, everything was neatly taken care of so that their kids wouldn't have to worry about it. And it's hard to face that thought, but I think that was just such a gift that they did, that they gave their kids in that. Because how many people do you know through the years that have had the job of cleaning out Aunt so and so's house or their mom's house or, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a tremendous amount of work that you're faced with right at the time when you least feel like doing it.
Yes, in fact, I have been that person a couple times, And I'm looking around my house now, and I've already started the big purge.
Have you?
Because there's just, you've seen my house. We're full to the brim with books. We've got literally tens of thousands of books. And I mean, we collect books. Yeah, that's all right. But I think, I honestly think we could cut that in half
And
and
probably
be
not
okay.
even notice it.
Yeah. We have got a basement full of just stuff because we had a theater company for so long. And there's stuff we have kept, on the off chance that we were going to get a building and do whatever. So, yeah. And I believe you've got a friend who's going through that right now, don't you?
I
Going
do, and I've
through.
got a relative, and
Yeah.
I've got a friend, and actually, I got more than one friend that's doing it. We're at that age where our parents are leaving this world. And
Yeah.
so I've got several friends that, are in different stages of it. And usually by the time it's over with, they tell me they just need a vacation. They just need a break. They're all kind of universally tired and overwhelmed is what it seems like.
Well,
So.
if what happens is you see your last remaining parent through their final illness,
Yeah.
and then you got to go and clean out the house.
Right.
And
And
that
that's
is
just,
too, that's too much.
it is, it is.
I mean, I tell my daughter all the time, I'm happy to be a burden on you because I bore you inside my body for 9 months. So just plan on me being a burden, but I don't really mean that.
I know you don't. Well, I'll never forget the report. And of course, it was on television, and I can't remember where they cited it from, but there was a report, there was a study that was done. They found out that the deepest sadness and the hardest stress on you is the death of someone in your immediate family or your spouse. And then the second, number two, was to break up a marriage.
Oh.
And those are the two, those are the two things that cause the most stress for adults in the United States. And you know what stress will do to you, especially when it's long term. So yeah, it
Let me
will.
tell you.
It'll make you wish you were. Yes.
Well, and you and I in the past, well, COVID years, we have dealt with so much stress between the two of us and the illness that comes from that.
Yeah. I am still really amazed at the people who still have COVID so prominently in their life because of long COVID. And
Yeah.
I'm really amazed at the people who don't even consider that they have long COVID, but they'll say from time to time, they'll say, yeah, well, ever since COVID, I haven't been able to, or blah, blah, blah has done blah, blah, blah. And I think, boy, it was really pervasive,
Yeah.
more so than I thought. And these people who are anti-vax, now I'm not, as you know, anti-vax. The science supports the vaccinations, but there is a condition out there called that has been around, and I wasn't aware of it, but they are calling it long vax.
And
And it's
what does that mean? That they had reactions to the vaccines?
they had reactions to the vaccines. Yep.
Ah.
And now it could be that this is around because there's people who've had reactions to the flu shots, the pneumonia shot, the whatever, whatever, whatever. Basically, what it says is a certain percentage of people will have a reaction to the vaccine, to any vaccine, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And so there's no reason to hate it. And there's no reason to think that you're going to be one of those people either. If you're just looking for an excuse about the vaccine, that's not really valid unless you've had a reaction in the past to something like that. So you were talking about the lidocaine cream that they put on your gums before you get the Novocaine shot or whatever's in it nowadays. And I thought that's the thing that gave me my first anaphylactic reactions was the lidocaine cream.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes. So, different people, different things, but and the effect on our brains is also another one of those things. I'm reading about this stuff, and it's kind of interesting, and it's kind of scary and sad as well. But I think that, and some people might get mad about this statement, but I think that this is one of the ways that as a species we evolve, because these sicknesses they've changed us. I feel like they've changed our biology a little bit, at least, or our physiology. Maybe that's what I
No,
should say.
I think there are a lot of people who agree with you on that
Would you?
because we're seeing that.
Yeah, we're seeing genetic damage due to some of it. And I mean, I just think that that's one of the ways that we evolve. If you watch any of those documentaries about fungi, amazing fungi, did you ever see that
Oh yeah, I
movie?
love those. I'm a big mycelium fan.
Are you? I'm in
Oh
the Women of Mycelium on Facebook, but those movies will explain to you that there's a theory that early humans wandered around eating, picking up stuff and eating it, and they ate a fairly large quantity of mushrooms because it was fairly easy to find it, pick it up and eat one.
yeah.
And the thought is that that kicked the human brain into a different kind of growth cycle than it would have gone into naturally. And so every time I think something comes along that affects our biology that way, our genes, our physiology, I think that as a species, we have evolved a little bit. So to me, the question is, where the hell are we going? I mean, I don't see us evolving. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
No, I don't either. And I try not to be nervous about it because, sometimes I can be a real worry wart and a nervous Nelly, and I don't mean to be, but sometimes I just am.
Well, you have clear
Yeah.
vision is what it is, I think. You just can see things, and you just kind of have a feeling. Plus, you've read a lot of books, you've read a lot of sci-fi probably, and your mind is open to the possibilities of where we can go. Boy, I just sounded so smart for somebody in the morning still drinking something with caffeine in it.
By golly, you sounded real smart.
Dagnabbit. Listen to
I
me.
think you may be not doing stuff in the morning because you think you ain't bright, but man, right on, sister.
Yeah. So the morning is when, if I like to do my studying in the morning, I do, because my brain is not full of gaffla. It's just, hopefully, anyway, I would wake up feeling pretty good because I've slept okay and I'm ready. My brain is just quiet. That's the way I like it.
I wish I could say I'd studied anymore. I
Well,
feel like I don't.
you just.
I used to go down the rabbit hole of all kinds of things, and I'd spend weeks and weeks studying up on stuff. And now, poof, now I can't even manage to do much of anything.
Well, you've studied maybe
Yeah,
enough in that way. I
but
mean, this.
studying. And well, I'm not going to say studying. Learning doesn't end.
That's what I was getting ready
Yeah.
to say, Byron, is studying
Yeah.
is one thing, but learning is another thing. Maybe you've just taught yourself how to learn without having to sit down and study. You just observe as it goes on and make your decisions. You're smart, you're practical. I don't think you're missing much. Except that you don't have enough time to get everything done that you'd like to do. And that's everybody, though. Hey, thank you for spending your time with us here at Weird Mountain Gals. We sure do appreciate it.
You know, I know time is the most important thing we have. So I promise that if you take your time to listen to us, we'll take our time to continue to be weird. Many thanks to Sunslice Records for all the help. We couldn't do it without you, Craig. Check out our social media for information, community, or a few laughs. WYRD Mountain Gals.
WYRD Radio.